This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
And today, the Stiefel Sports Studio comes to you from Jupiter, Florida, across the street from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Let's go to the ballpark now. We're joined by Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak, as the Cardinals take on the Marlins this afternoon. Good morning, Mo, and good afternoon here in Florida.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks again for the accommodations, as always. You provide us with a great workspace, and it's been a good ride down here, so we appreciate it.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Yep, absolutely. You have a busy week here coming. Opening day is March 27th. 1 week from today, you will break camp and get ready to head north. Just your overall thoughts on where you are right now. I can tell you, for me, calling the game yesterday was a lot of fun. Offense is fun. The Cardinals put 9 on the board and beat the Blue Jays 9-5.
Yeah, that was nice to watch. With regard to what this week looks like, obviously there's going to be a lot of transition going on in the sense of trying to narrow down our roster and really positioning ourselves for the following week when we open in St. Louis. But in the meantime, we want to, you know, communicate with our players, let them know which direction they're heading, i.e. Memphis or St. Louis. We'll probably make final roster decisions some point next weekend. But in the meantime, we'll start to get people, for logistical purposes, understanding where they're headed. And so there'll be a lot of meetings, a lot of talking, and hopefully over the next 72 hours, a lot of clarity for some people.
Yeah, most recently, the flurry of moves following Phil Maton. You know, Graceffo optioned, O'Brien moves to minor league camp. You had Munoz as well. A little more clarity, I would imagine, at bullpen after the Maton move?
Yeah, I think everybody can sort of like squint and see where this is headed. So, you know, there's still a few bubble questions or some uncertainty with what exactly we're going to look like. But we're going to allow, you know, this week to play out, and then we'll try to make those decisions by some point next weekend.
And when it comes to the rotation, are you still – at the moment, stretching out Matthew Liberatore, would I be accurate to say that you still have 7 going for a 5-man rotation?
Yeah, that's right. He'll definitely get one more opportunity to stretch out. But clearly it's easier to take that step back than try to have someone that hasn't pitched more than an inning or two to try to get 4 or 5 out of. So trying to ramp these guys up, give us as much flexibility as possible, and you know, fingers crossed, these guys keep throwing the ball well.
McGreevy's had a good camp. Gives up the home run to Juan Soto and then really showed something, didn't he? How he was able to bear down and finish that Mets game strong.
Yeah, absolutely. That was great to see. Obviously, as you pointed out, gave up the solo shot to Soto, which was a very loud home run. He definitely didn't miss it. But, yeah, McGreevy has had a really good camp, and it's great to watch.
And then, you know, we've talked bullpen starters, those competitions going on right now. But back to Maton, the point was made by Ollie, and I think you alluded to this as well. This is a move that appears to also be designed to take some pressure off of your young players as they develop. So Maton would handle high leverage situations, whereas let's say a Roycroft, if he were to make the team, wouldn't have to do that right away. Would I be accurate in saying that?
Yes, but it's also equally about just, I've always like felt like when you have a strong bullpen, you have someone in there that can help younger guys understand like, hey, sixth inning, if such and such gets on, you need to start thinking you might have to get up. So it's almost like having that like additional coach in the bullpen. But sometimes having it come from a player, players respond better. So it's just another voice to help these guys understand what daily preparation looks like, what in-game preparation looks like. And then ultimately when you get that call, how quickly you prepare and how you then adjust into a game-like setting. So, you know, he checks a lot of boxes for us. He is a player or pitcher that I've had interest in over the last couple of years. So I was really glad that we were able to bring him on board because I do think he'll be a benefit for us.
Phil Maton, kind enough to visit with all of us as well, and we had a chance to talk to him. I chatted with Jose Barrero yesterday before the game. Here I go, just like a lot of people, tantalized by his talent. I'm certain that's why he's here, is that you all wanted to see what you could tap into there. Barrero vying for a spot on your bench. Mo, what do you like about Jose Barrero?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Well, I think he gives you a lot of flexibility defensively. He looks very comfortable on any part of the infield. He looks comfortable anywhere in the outfield. He's an elite athlete. And, you know, I think from an offensive standpoint, we see signs of things that we're uber excited about, and then there's times where you see the swing and miss. And I think one of the reasons he hasn't had that you know, really sustained major league career is the swing and miss and the inconsistencies of the plate. And, you know, that's something that we are working on and trying to help him adjust to, because if he does, I mean, he's a really, really useful player.
And then finally, you know, when it comes to roster decisions, I'm looking at center field. And obviously we see the numbers. I mean, Victor Scott's put up great numbers. Michael Ciani hasn't been able to match those offensive numbers. How much do numbers in spring training factor into a decision when it comes to something like that? Center field, Victor Scott II, Michael Ciani.
Well, I definitely think when you look at spring training performance, you tend to always remind yourself of not to put too much weight on what you see in camp. But it's hard to ignore when someone's having a really strong camp and you know, apparently in showing that he's making the adjustments that you wanted to see happen. So as much as I'd like to say you're going to just totally discount spring training, it is a variable that you weigh in on. And again, we're going to use this remaining part of the week to see how everything shakes out. But there's no doubt he's had a really strong camp.
And then there's also something else at play, too, which I understand, which, and this isn't just Siani and Scott, but just overall, you've talked about towing the line here. You have a short-term goal to reach, which you want to be successful in 25. You have a long-term goal to reach, which is to continue the success of this organization for years to come under Heim Bloom and this front office. Can you go into a little bit, just take us behind the curtain a little bit as to how that collaboration continues to evolve between yourself, between Heim, Rob Serfolio, and crew?
Well, the reality is it's been our model for 30 years. You know, we've always tried to be as competitive as possible during the season, but also have one eye on the future. And so, you know, really it's my hope that, you know, the next leadership group kind of understands how we think about it and understands that our fan base, you know, wants to see a quality product. And, you know, we don't want to go down the path where we have to have 3 or 4 years of just a complete teardown and, you know, where baseball's not even that relevant and you try to rebuild yourself back up. I mean, this is a very, very competitive industry right now. And you have a lot of things that are changing that, you know, perhaps weren't part of the playbook 15 years ago, that are different now in terms of who's spending, who's not. And so for the Cardinals to keep this relevancy in this league is something that we're definitely focused on trying to accomplish. And hopefully, even if this year goes well, we still are thinking about what 26, 27, and beyond will look like.
And, you know, relevancy in the league also means fans in seats too, right? I mean, doesn't that – how much of that factors in wanting to make sure that you get people through the turnstiles this year, get your fan, you know, the fan base well. I mean, they understand what you're doing, but they also are a fan base that wants to win. They want to be entertained. You're in an interesting spot. I wouldn't say unique to other teams, but, you know, one that not everybody goes through.
Well, I certainly understand it. And, you know, that's that, you know, really tight line I'm trying to walk right now. And then hopefully we're able to accomplish that and then allow for the product on the field to be something that our fan base truly appreciates. I mean, look, it's hard to keep everybody 100% happy in this business because, you know, a lot of times they feel we're just not doing enough or not being aggressive enough. And I certainly understand that, but it's a challenging business right now, and as the finances change and as we try to adjust into a new world on that, like hopefully we can figure out a path back to where we were and consistently competing for October and hopefully deep runs into the World Series.
Appreciate your time, as always, on the program, and thanks again for all that you do for us as a radio station here down in Jupiter, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, taking us into the organization's thinking here in spring training, some of the roster decisions that have come their way. And the Cardinals will be playing the Marlins today at 12:10. Sonny Gray is going to make the start. Cardinals will bat first, though, on KMOX, as they are the road team today. When we come back, Bernie Miklas discusses the Cardinals, and I might ask him a little March Madness as well. It's sports on a Sunday morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio in Jupiter, Florida. Back in a moment.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.